had a bias for the bottom. Always had a bias for the bottom. So anyone who was on the bottom, Jesus was for and had a bias for those people. Therefore, we as Christian disciples have a bias that way as well. But this is the one that really struck me this week by Parker Palmer, one of my absolute favorite writers, who writes, "Violence arises when we do not know what else to do with our suffering. Violence arises when we do not know what else to do with our suffering. Violence will be the result of suffering if we do not do something about the suffering in the world. It has happened throughout history. Whenever people have suffered, at some point, it will result in some kind of violence. And we see that very, very clearly today. We've seen it in world wars. When people suffer, eventually they fight back. If we as Christians are not addressing those situations where people are suffering most, then that is the result we will get. We will get violence in the world when we do not address those who are on the bottom. So when Jesus rode into Jerusalem that day, his biggest concern and why he ended up on the cross is because he was caring for those who are suffering, and the powers that be don't like that because they like the status quo, and they killed him. We will leave these on the cross today to remind us what Good Friday is all about. It is about Jesus standing up for those who suffer in this world. And so those are the people we too will choose to stand with as Christians. I didn't write a prayer today because you wrote it. You wrote our prayers for today. You wrote who we pray for. You also indicated who we stand up against. And we will pray for all of these things, for kindness and forgiveness, and for standing up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. And so we pray that prayer today. And we will close this time together.